funding various research projects is a big part of what the Georgia Cotton Commission does each and every year. And when it comes to 2014, Richie Seaton says he is pleased with the research projects they were involved with.
Some of the research efforts that we're particularly proud of are our county field trials that are conducted by our two cotton agronomists, Dr. Collins and Dr. Whitaker. And what the purpose of these are is to put out the top varieties from each company and have them in county locations across the growing region where it'll be easier for our growers to drive by, look at them, go to field days, and see how those varieties perform in areas that are fairly close to their farming operation. We also were looking at the new varieties that come to market and the leading varieties that the companies offer to see if there are ones that are more efficient water users than others. Here again, trying to, you know, reduce our use of water and also the expense that comes with irrigation. We also have done some work on irrigation scheduling, moisture sensors, things that will hopefully enable our producers to fine-tune their irrigations and make them more efficient. We're also obviously looking at different control methods for resistant pig weeds. Each of our research proposals, before they're funded, are reviewed and looked at for relevance, return on the producer's dollar of the information that we'll get from it. And we usually fund somewhere around $600,000 of research a year. And everything we do is based on helping our farmers become even more efficient and enhancing their bottom line.
To learn more about any of these research efforts, just contact the Georgia Cotton Commission office in Macon. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.